The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're supposed to be live on Facebook, and we're supposed to have a video here for you. But unfortunately, a big storm just came through, and I lost all my internet and my landline off and on. So, happy Canada Day to all of you beautiful Canadians out there. Welcome to the show. I'm doing 3-card consultations, and it's a lot more fun when you can actually see the cards. But that's okay. The energetic shifts will happen regardless of whether or not we are able to see each other or not. So what I wanted to do is just talk a little bit on this show. I'm just letting you know, 1-800-930-2819. I may try to, on the break, we might try to see if my internet is back and we can hop on and do it that way. But for now, this is what we're going to do. And today's show, the card that I actually picked was Unfettered. She kept coming up, and I thought, no, Unfettered, we've already done you. Unfettered is the beautiful pink and green dragon that's falling through the sky. She's one of the Pleiadian dragons. And her thing, her little quip is, you know, that the difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I. And so this chakra dragon, though, also represents the cosmic heart. And I think that's why she insisted and she just kept coming up, is that right now, what a lot of people maybe aren't aware of, if you've heard of chakras, they're vortexes of energy that, you know, that spin. And when we're in alignment, in spiritual, soul, body alignment, when we're in a place of where we've got everything together, and we're working towards our goals, and we're in our authentic purpose, what happens is, like, this cosmic energy, these chakras, they're spinning in alignment, and they all support each other. And so these chakras are also part of your face. So the eyes are the part of the face that expresses the heart chakra. And so I'm getting what's happening now for a lot of people. You know, like I haven't been on social media very much in the last week. I took a little rest from it. I'm downloading a lot of information at a very high level. And when I get like this, I'm writing. I wrote about 30 hours of my oracle the other day. It just all started coming to me. And working a lot in the yard, getting out in nature a lot in the yard. And I have a list of like 25 things of my honey to-do list. And since I am my honey, it's my to-do list. And so I think I'm on number 20. So I might start sharing those on Facebook just for fun. My list of projects that I'm accomplishing out in the yard. And the reason why I do this, and, you know, one time I had a lady ask me, Colette, why do you always share pictures of the yard? And, you know, I'm a big fan of Border Free Bees. You can go to borderfreebees.ca, and that's on my website. It was a project that started 3 or 4 years ago now in the city of Kelowna, and there was an area where everybody planted a little bit for bees, and then we could we promoted it and got that extended. And the reason for this is that bees and other pollinators are often very tiny, and they're flying from, they can't fly much further than about 100 meters with a lot of effort, and they need more nutrition. So it really helps the bees if we create these trails where there's flowers for them at all times of the year for them to be nourished. And so I started this huge project. It's 150 feet of my fence growing ivy and clematis, and now we have a bunch of creeping Jenny with the beautiful yellow flowers. And so the reason why I do this, and this woman asked me, why do you share that, is because I find that when people are under a great deal of stress, and if you want to pretend we're not, go ahead. we are under a very different type of stress right now, where we are being stretched to our limit. And when we're in this position, a lot of times the best thing to do is go to our heart and kind of really feel inside, like, what is it that I require at this time to be able to stay strong through all these intense situations and changes, and how can I handle myself, and how can I handle my angst, my anger, my fear, and how can I do that in a way that it is in alignment with my purpose, so that I'm not stretching myself too far, and I'm also able to have the largest impact possible. And so many of us are going through this right now. A lot of people, you know, I had someone come in and do a little bit of work at my house, and he expressed this deep sadness of, you know, watching, like, small business and, like, people failing, small businesses failing that have been being built up for years and years and years and years. And you don't build a small business to success over a night, usually. I mean, some people are lucky and they manage to do that. But from my experience, what I have found is that people have a tendency to think that other people work less hard for what they have than than may be the case, like the overnight success thing. So we just want to strengthen everybody to this. I had quite a tough week last couple of weeks emotionally, because I lost one of my favorite cousins who I really love dearly and really haven't seen for years, but always, you know, you have that special place in your heart with the people that that you have, grown up with, et cetera. And so it really made me sit down, though, and sort of discover what's in my heart and define once again, how do I want to share this information? How do I want to empower you people out there that are, working on this? And right now, I just want to check in, because I just realized that I'm running, I'm not paying attention to time very well. And I understand we have Olivia here today. Olivia, can you just tell me, like, where we're at time-wise? Because I'm on my landline and I don't have any access to my computer.
Yeah, of course. We're at about 8:17. So if you want to take a break at around the 30-minute mark, we can do that, and I'll just follow your lead.
Yeah, sure. So in about 8 minutes, okay, so that's what I'm going to do. Can you let me know if people do call in and want a reading?
Absolutely.
Just interrupt me.
Yeah, totally.
Hopefully everybody's out and about, because it looks like the weather maybe this is what we needed, is a big storm so that everybody could go out and enjoy Canada Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to make sure I don't forget to wish all of you in United States there happy Independence Day. I have a certain affection for July 4th, Independence Day, because that when that was the day I was officially granted my divorce 10 years ago.
Oh, well, congratulations.
happy Independence Day, everybody. yeah, and so... I just really, I felt like today, like this show is, I just want to keep it light. You know, and I'm kind of sad that I wasn't on, that I'm not available on YouTube after and all that, because I really enjoy that. I enjoy stretching my limits with the video thing. And then setting it all up and making, I think I'm going to have to go out for lunch or something, because I'm all dressed up now with no place to go. So I just wanted to say to everybody, you know, like the reason this card keeps coming up in this week is because this is about the cosmic heart. This is about, oh man, we are in such strange times right now. And the one thing that we absolutely can rely on is if we go inward and we ask ourselves who we are and we allow ourselves to change. And it, like for me, doing the energy work has been very, like you've seen me have many people on the show over the years. We've been on the show now for 8 years. And I love having guests on who share a different way or their way of shifting energy. And so I like to combine that, and it always works out for some reason. So, you know, like, because everybody in the collective is kind of maybe having a similar issue. And so I've been very busy. I've planned to do personal consultations throughout the summer here. I'm going to be doing them 2-for-1. So you can book that. You can check that out. I put out an ad here just in the last couple of days in the newsletter. I've been really, really busy. I'm taking the face yoga teacher certification to add to my Be Irresistible teleconferences, which are now on Zoom. So we've had lots and lots and lots of technical stuff in the background that we're working on to prepare for the Call to Dance Energetic Upgrade online program, which is going to be coming after I complete the deck. I'm on painting number 64. I've done a little bit more sketching on her, and this is Neutrality, the Dragon of Neutrality. The thing is, I can't paint Neutrality unless I'm feeling neutral. And there's been a few days here where it's been a little bit more challenging. So this is kind of what I've been doing, keeping strong towards my goals. I'm just letting everybody know I've canceled, and it's probably no surprise, all of my speaking engagements or fairs or any live events for the entire year. I'm going to focus on getting this online program out and getting the deck done, the oracle done, and also completing this course, and then adding and integrating that information to all of my work. And so I'm very, very excited about this, very pumped about it. I haven't felt this joyful about my purpose and my work in a long time. Setting up a new program is, the foundation is solid now. I have my 20 or so guinea pigs out there who are doing amazing through this. I'm, you know, and I have so many students from around the world. And so this is the thing. You cannot turn this negative into a positive. And you can't take a positive and turn it really into a negative. But what you can do is look at all of the possibilities being placed in front of you. And if you can look at this from a position of maybe it's hard for a lot of people to really have faith. So what's coming up is trusting in yourself, trusting that you are able to handle what's happening, trusting that you will make the right decisions. And trust is a word that causes a lot of untrust. So we're going to strengthen this for everybody. Let's just have faith in ourselves that we can go inward. I've never met anyone who does not have intuition. It's a matter of adding your perception to it and then connecting those two to have perfect insight. And so even when we're in this impossible state where there's all this craziness happening and there's no strong foundation to rely on, we can look at the possibilities and choose the one that resonates in our heart. And you may notice that when that resonates for the vast majority of people, it resonates with the vibration of kindness. So recognize that if you're one of the people that is managing very well to keep your shift together, you know, that's really good. So keep it together and empower others by holding that vibration, by holding that state, by letting go of the fear as much as you possibly can. And so that's why that card is just coming up so strong right now. And after, we're going to take a break in a little bit here. And after the break, what I'm going to do is pick three cards just to kind of give us an idea of where we're going. This is so exciting for me because I used to do a lot of tarot years and years ago. And I got kind of fascinated by it for a while. And I was raised in the family of card players. So it doesn't really surprise me too much. But now that the deck is so close to being complete and I have all the information for all the cards and I have it all, you know, it's all there. I've been playing with this deck and it's becoming more and more efficient. And what I love about my deck is, you know, it's taken me 13 years to work on this because my deck, I used to, you know, go through the cards and say, whoa, this reading really sucks. are you, I could energetically shift this. Would you like to know? We can all tell what's going to happen if you carry on in your wanton ways. Would you like me to energetically shift this so that you're in alignment with your body, soul, and spirit, and with your actual purpose? And when we are in alignment with that, with what's going on in the world, we can usually handle that challenge so much better. And so these cards actually energetically shift people, and we've used them for 4 years now around placing them in different locations in the house. And a lot of times for different people, it'll remind that person to energetically shift themselves around that number one weakness that they have at that time. And it's each of the cards is sort of starting to really shine with its number one purpose. So that's kind of what I'm like going through right now is, and really I'm going to hunker down in July and August and September here and paddleboard a whole bunch if the weather clears up and work on, I do my best writing when I'm out on the paddleboard. I come home and then I can get it down on paper. And so we're just going to start, or on the computer, whichever the case may be at that time. I have pieces of paper everywhere. So it's a matter of everybody recognizing that at this time, having an open heart can be really challenging because, geez, it's so scary out there. Having said that, choosing to remain innocent and be kind and enjoy life as much as possible and move in that way. It's not fake it till you make it. That would be silly. We need to absolutely face and accept where we're at, and then we can move towards better. And we are surviving this. Yeah, like it's kind of insane. I think about all the years I've been on this planet, and I think, yeah, I've got a 100% success rate so far, survival. So, you know, that's kind of good to know. Olivia, where are we time-wise?
We're at about 28 minutes. So,
okay,
anytime.
So I'm going to take a short intermission here. So I can get the deck together, and I will do a three-card consultation for people out there in general. What I'd like to do is, because it's Canada Day and it's also Independence Day, that maybe we'll do a three-card consultation for each country and just see what comes up. It'll be fun. So this is called Let Marie Step In, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I do apologize. My internet's not working. The sun is starting to try and peek out of these clouds, and the wind has dropped here now. So there may be some paddleboarding happening later today. Call in if you would like a three-card consultation, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
How do we authentically express? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer that question. First off, what is authentic expression? This is when we express from our authentic self, our heart, as opposed to our false self, our mind, or our trauma. Why do we want to do this? Because within this space, divine intelligence resides. Divine intelligence is always expressing for the higher good of all involved. The first step is just to take one or a couple of slow, deep breaths. The second step is to drop your awareness into your heart, either with your intention and your focus, or through the energy of gratitude and love. The third step is just to feel. Allow what wants to be expressed from that space and allow that authentic expression through.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are on the air every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Normally, we are also on Facebook Live and also on YouTube later via video, but I was having a lot of problems with my internet suddenly when there was a storm that went through here. So we're doing this off my landline today. I'm talking about Tales from the Vector, and I'm doing three-card consultations for people. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And in the meantime, what I decided I'm going to do is I'm going to do a reading, a three-card consultation for Canada. I've seen that it's Canada Day, and then we'll see, we'll pull a card for Independence Day, three cards, unless we get someone else that wants something more specific shifted. So the first card I'm picking for Canada Day, interesting, it's the card of initiation, ego. So it's one of the karmic spaces, actually, where the ego, the way things, the big ego, wants things to be the same old way that they've always been. And the body, the soul, and the spirit are requiring different. So that makes, you know, kind of total sense that that would, card would come up. The next one, so we have what would be considered, this would be the sexuality card, the performance card. In the major arcana, that would be like the devil card, which is not surprising also. This is about... because this card is actually the performance card, the sexuality card, is about how DNA is actually changeable. That they used to think that you were sort of stuck with the diseases, et cetera, that you have when, you know, you're born with specific DNA. But now we're finding out through epigenetics that your DNA changes, and we have a situation where we have a vaccination that's considering changing DNA. So, yeah, that's kind of a big deal here all across the world, I would say, something we might want to take a look at, considering that my internet's not working today. I don't know if I really want to... you know, take God's work and change it. That's just how I feel today with my internet down. Here is the last card. Oh, and here it is. It's hilarious. These cards are so funny. Is the disruption card. So that's one of the tactics that I talk about in Layer 3 manuals. And that is like when there's a vacation. And so today is Canada Day. So this is the celebrate holidays card. So, you know, if anything, we most certainly do deserve to celebrate. And when I say celebrate, let's strengthen that. We strengthen everybody's cells, celebrate, at the microcosmic level to really be strong, to handle any bacteria, germs, viruses, et cetera. And we're just going to strengthen all the fear around viruses, et cetera. You know, energy work is quite, like, it happens at all levels. Like, if you think about the human being as the intrinsic body, and your intrinsic body, your actual physical body, and then you have your microscopic body, which is your cells, you know, and your, you know, all the way down to the atoms and then all the way down to the Planck distance. You can go really, 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 really small. And so getting down to the quantum particles of your being, and then all of this being taken out in a huge way to the entire world, to the universe, to the multiverse. So our thoughts and what's happening to us, like the actions we take, actually do have an effect on the entire planet and on the whole of that. So when we're thinking about like how we treat each other during this major crisis, and how much fear we maybe have gone into, et cetera, we want to strengthen the love. That's why that unfettered card keeps coming up. If you don't know what to do because someone's upset, or you don't know what to do because you're upset, choose kindness. Choose kindness. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. You know, the disruption card is about when people sort of take a holiday and they pretend things aren't happening. We want to just get everybody really, really strong to what's going on and recognizing that on some level, if we are truly loved and we are in this place where we are making, it's a correction, a reset is what's coming up. And so we're just going to get everybody strong to... being what's coming up is like when you think about everything that's going on all around the world right now, breath comes up a lot. And so when people are in a lot of fear, they have a tendency to hold their breath to see what's going to happen next. And when we hold our breath, it causes a lot of what people often refer to as tension, but is actually stress or anxiety. And so this causes a tightening all throughout the body and an unevenness throughout the body. We want to strengthen that everybody can feel right now on solid ground and enjoy life. Enjoy the beauty that all the beautiful things that life has to offer. The other day I was out watering my living wall, and a cute little French bulldog came by, and I could just tell, like, he was a stroller, it was hot. And I asked the owners, you know, would your dog like some water? Because I could just, he was telling me, I'm thirsty. And the little guy, I put the sprinkler up like a fountain. He rolled on his back in the puddle so that I could spray his belly. And then he rolled over on his belly and he just lapped up the water. And the baby and the mom and the friend and the cars driving by and me, we were all laughing and we were all giggling and laughing and enjoying this dog's pleasure so much. And it's important. That's what these cards are saying right now. Enjoy Canada Day. Get out there and find something to lift your spirits. We're very fortunate to live in such a beautiful, vast country with so much potential. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. Olivia, where are we at time-wise? Because I want to make sure I can do the USA.
We're at about 40.
Okay, so we are going to be taking another break in about 2 minutes?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, all right, that's what we'll do. So I'll just mention now then, when I get into this zone, I'm not a good timekeeper. But it feels really a lot stronger now for everybody. We're just, like, people are starting to be able to be around each other again. Please give people room a little bit to be a bit of a blank slate. We're all adjusting to, you know, these fears that are very real and scary, and we're all having to reassess is the word that's coming up. How we carry ourselves is what's coming up also. So we're just going to strengthen that, you know, for all of you beautiful Canadians out there. you know, go out there and enjoy the day as much as you can. We are going to be right back after a short break. And as I said, I will do a 3-card consultation for Independence Day in the USA. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819, if you want to squeeze one short reading in. We'll be right back.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we would be on Facebook Live, but we had a big storm come through here and lost our internet connection. But the good news is the sun's coming out. Yay, it's Canada Day here. I promised I just did a 3-card consultation for Canada Day. I've been shuffling the cards. And now, as I said, I have a special affinity for Independence Day. So I'm going to just see here what cards come up for the USA and all my lovely, wonderful friends in the USA. Here we go. So we have, it's very interesting, we have the Unite, Elevate, or Conquer card. Very interesting. So this is actually like Scorpion energy, and this card actually has on it, it's a painting I did, or a drawing I did, of two Olympians, one from the U.S. and one from Brazil, I believe, back in, I can't remember which Olympics, but they tripped each other and injured each other, and they carried each other over the finish line. And this actual card, this Scorpio card in my particular deck, is about birthing kindness. I just love my deck. I wish you could see it. You can go to talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S, and you can order paintings and you can order the cards there. As I said, I'm doing an online program that I'm working on and also finishing this deck. It's very interesting doing it. Oh my God, I've been working on it for 13 years and I'm so excited to finally be writing it on paper. So the thing about Scorpio energy, it's watery. It's like the second water sign. It's very passionate. And you don't want to get stung by a scorpion. So a scorpion's lash can be like very, when they're not being kind, they can be very unkind. Let's put it that way. So the next one is, well, I just love this. You see, I love my deck. this next card I picked is Reckless Abandon, which is the freedom card. And isn't that what Independence Day is about? Freedom. And so freedom comes from discipline of the mind. And this painting has a beautiful dragon in the background. There's a solar eclipse, a gypsy dancing on an activated crystal. And so the gypsy travels light. The gypsy knows that that change is always going to be happening, and that when reckless abandon is spelled W-R-E-C-K, reckless abandon, freedom is a state of the mind, and freedom comes when we discipline our mind. So this is an amazing card, just exactly what I was talking about. In the major arcana, because my deck has the vertical cards are the major arcana in my deck. There's the seven chakras, and there's also but this card here would be the moon card in the deck, and that's kind of like about not being able to really see. There's hidden aspects, not knowing the mystery behind it. And we just did have in the sign of Sagittarius, we had a lunar eclipse at the last full moon, and then we had a solar eclipse just now. And so this is really basically what it's saying is when it gets really dark like that, when the sun gets blocked out and it seems like the darkest time, there's always light. And so because we live in a polarity where there is dark, there is light, where there is light, there is dark. And so we're also going to strengthen now. The last card that came out is the perception card. And so the perception is perception. So this is about being able to not turn a negative into a positive, but to be able to add your perception to your intuition, quiet the fear, quiet the mind, and recognize the strongest steps that you can take at this time to be able to move forward in a strong way. And this card is actually one of the cards that is perception is one of the I have the usual suspects, and then this is one of the major accomplices who cavort with the major suspects. And so the major accomplices' perception can make or break you, along with your attitude, actually. But so in this card, I was in ayahuasca ceremony, and I saw, like, being at the eye doctor, looking into the machine to see which lens would give me the clearest vision. And, you know, you'll ask the eye doctor, you know, could you just show me that one more time? Could you just show me this one more time? And so what I wanted to say from this card is, you know, a lot of times we think we want this, and then we get that. And then we have that. And we wish we had this. this is what I feel a lot of people are going through right now. It kind of describes our situation. So, you know, we are going through this, and we are surviving it. If you're listening now, or you're able to, and or you can hear this, you have survived up to this point. So we're going to strengthen for this or better. Not this or the same old way it was, or this or... we don't know exactly what's going to occur. Having said that, we can stay calm and take strong steps of action within our own lives for the people that are dependent on us, and also for the bigger picture and this calm, like bringing this calm. So I'm just going to check in with you, Olivia. Where are we at now?
We're at about 53.
Okay, so we got a couple, maybe 3 or 4 minutes left?
Yeah, just about.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
My timekeeper. So, so we want to really strengthen this for everybody. And what I decided for myself is I'm very, very, very blessed. I was taught how to how do I want to put this? I was shown how to connect with my intuition, add my perception to it, and have strong insight. And so long as I'm neutral, I'm able to energetically find very strong creative solutions for problems. And so that's true of people when they're calm. And so calm is good. So one of the things that I decided, since I've canceled the Float Your Boat teleconferences, just so people know, I'm replacing that with every Thursday night from 8:30 till 9 p.m. Pacific time. I'm doing a 30-minute teleconference that's available to 7 people plus me, and it's called Get Your Shift Together. And so you can send me an issue for that teleconference. It's $39.99 per person. And however many people, up to 8, come on that teleconference, I will divide the time energetically between us. So it's a bit of a gamble. You could end up being, there has to be at least one person on, or there could be 7 other people on. So depending on how many people are on, that's how much time you will get from me. And I'm kind of excited about it. I just also want to say, for any confusion, my personal consultations are available through Zoom or Skype if you are not in continental North America. I prefer to do my consultations on my phone, if possible, because it gives me more freedom. I do not record my personal consultations. I don't like recordings of video, etc., floating around out there on iCloud. It's too personal. And so this is a policy I've always had anyway, because when I work with people on a personal consultation, my goal is to energetically shift it so we don't ever talk about it again. Doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. So, check that out if you would like to just, you just want, like, hey, I've got this going on. Can you just test this, and this for business, for health, for whatever? And so, that's what I'm offering. That first one will be on July 9th. And next week we have Caleb Matthews on the show. And so I'm excited about that. And we'll have Karen following. Karen is my co-host, Karen Benton. And she's amazing. She used to be a triage nurse in New York in the emergency. So you want to talk about someone who could stay calm? Karen's your woman. She'll be on in 2 weeks. So I think we must, Olivia, be at the end of the show now, sort of.
Just about a minute left, yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to say to all of you out there, it's just so, I feel so blessed to be able to connect with all of you in this way. And also, I have some moments where I'm really sad. And, I put something out there about the eagle and, do you want to flock like a chicken or do you want to soar like an eagle? And the thing is about eagles is eagles raise their young at a high altitude. And they raise their, everything is done at a high altitude. They mate at a high altitude. And if, chickens can barely fly far enough to get off the ground, and they will eat their own waste, especially if they are raised in a factory farm, which is the condition of the poor, devastated birds in most of North America, actually. And so, of course, they're pooping all over themselves. And so, you know, chickens, you know, they can't really get a high picture because they can't fly high. And the thing about an eagle also is an eagle, when she wants to find a mate, I didn't know this. A client phoned me and told me this. It's so cool after she saw my ad, that an eagle will drop a stick and she will expect her, you know, the male eagles will have to catch that stick. So if a male is interested in mating with her, she drops sticks from the sky and he better catch them. And the sticks get bigger and bigger and they get higher and higher as she drops them. And she does this because when she throws her babies off that cliff to see if they're going to be able to fly, if they can't, he better be able to catch them. So that's how eagles do it. And so eagles look after, they put a lot of thought into protecting their young. They put a lot of thought into it. And we have a certain responsibility here for the children that are coming up, the next generations. And so I'm going to leave it at that. All this beautiful eagle energy. Fly high, soar like an eagle, or like a dragon if you like. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. And I want to thank you, Olivia, for jumping on here and rescuing the show.
Yeah, no problem.
So
all right.
And to all of you, happy, happy Canada Day. Happy Independence Day. Lots and lots of love. Enjoy the next few days. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.